That's Red Dog. Or I heard somebody call it Reed something. Reed Hunt.
Red Dog, maybe.
Maybe so. I don't know. We just kind of call it too, and I don't even know that word.
Okay. And it's kind of an insect that hops around in the grass.
Grasshopper.
Okay. Have you ever heard people reverse that? Hopper grass?
I don't think so.
Okay. A small fish that you might use for bait.
Minnow.
Okay. And the things that spiders build.
Williams.
Okay, what if you found one in your house, maybe in the corner or something, and nothing was in it, what would you call that?
Cobweb.
Okay. So, and if you found it outside and there was a spider in it,
you would call it a spider web.
Okay. And the part of the tree that's under the ground?
The root.
Okay. Do you remember any medicinal?
Ginseng is one. Something called ginger root and ginseng and catnip. I don't think that was the root, though. I believe the catnip was the leaves were used.
What about just other herbs, not necessarily roots? Have you ever heard of rabbit tobacco?
Yes.
What do people do with that?
It's a weed. I know what children did with it. But when they found the dried weed, they'd make a cigarette out of it and try to smoke it. Oh. I tasted it one time just to find out. Gee.
Pretty bad, huh?
Yeah, it was terribly bad and bitter. But I don't know if it was any use or if boys just played with it, smoked it. Even chewed a little of it. Now, I didn't venture far enough to put it in my mouth to chew.
Did you ever hear that call of life everlasting?
No, I never heard of that. Now there's something that they desolation made tea. What was that?
Sassafras.
Sassafras. Yeah, it made that good tea. Or I thought it wasn't as good. I bet it didn't eat it. Wouldn't make it nice.
What do people used to do for colds and things?
Oh. Now, my daddy was a doctor, and he wouldn't let us use some of the things that other people use, but I've heard of people making onion poultice and put on their chest if they had a chest cold. And they used tallow and something else. I can't remember what they put with their tallow. Of course, you didn't know doing those things.
Yeah. Do you ever have any superstitions about, like, curing warts or something?
Yes.
Is there any ways to do that?
We hear those tales about that they'd steal a dish rag and rub their wart with it and hide it under a doorstep until the wart went away and not tell anyone they took it. Let's see. Something about the oldest child in the family whose father wasn't living or some such as that could rub that wart and he'd go away in so many days. I don't know. They might be others, but I don't recall them.
Okay. The kind of tree that you tap for sugar, for syrup, I mean.
For the maple.
Okay.